Welcome to Exam Ready Religious Studies, your go-to podcast for AQA GCSE success. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics in the whole specification, pilgrimage. Whether you're studying Christianity, Islam, or both, this episode will give you everything you need to walk into your exam with confidence. So grab a pen, find somewhere comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1. What is pilgrimage? Let's begin with the basics, because getting this definition exactly right is worth marks in itself. Pilgrimage is a journey to a place of special religious significance undertaken for spiritual reasons, and that last part, for spiritual reasons, is absolutely crucial. Examiners will not award marks to candidates who describe pilgrimage as simply a holiday or a trip. The key is the intention. Pilgrims travel to deepen their faith, seek healing, do penance, or feel closer to God. Now, a really important distinction that comes up in exam questions. Pilgrimage is not the same as tourism. A tourist visits for leisure or curiosity. A pilgrim visits for transformation. That word, transformation, is one you should have ready in your answer. Pilgrimage is about being spiritually changed by the experience. In Christianity, pilgrimage is not compulsory. This is a really important point that many candidates miss. Catholic and Orthodox Christians highly value pilgrimage, but Protestant Christians, particularly those in the Reformed tradition, often argue that God is present everywhere, so a special journey to a holy place is not necessary for salvation. This distinction between pilgrimage as a spiritual aid versus a requirement for salvation is exactly the kind of nuanced point that earns marks in 12-mark evaluation questions. In Islam, however, Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca, is one of the 5 pillars of Islam. It is obligatory for every Muslim who is physically and financially able to perform it at least once in their lifetime. This makes it fundamentally different from Christian pilgrimage in terms of its theological status. Section 2. Lourdes. Let's look at our first Christian pilgrimage site in detail. Lourdes, in the south of France. The story of Lourdes begins in 1858. A 14-year-old girl named Bernadette Soubirous reported 18 apparitions of the Virgin Mary at the Grotto of Massabielle. During one of these visions, Mary reportedly told Bernadette to drink from a spring, and that spring became the source of water that pilgrims travel to Lourdes to bathe in today. The Catholic Church officially recognized these apparitions as authentic in 1862, and Bernadette herself was canonized, made a saint in 1933. Today, around 6 million pilgrims visit Lourdes every year, making it one of the most visited pilgrimage sites in the world. What do they do when they get there? There are several key practices you need to know. First, bathing in the spring water. Pilgrims, many of whom are sick or disabled, bathe in the water from the grotto, believing it has miraculous healing properties. The theological link here is important. The water is associated with Mary's intercession, her ability to pray to God on behalf of believers. Catholics believe that Mary, as the Mother of God, has a special role in bringing healing and grace to those who ask for her help. Second, candlelit processions. Every evening, thousands of pilgrims carry candles through the grounds of the sanctuary, singing hymns. This act of communal worship reinforces the sense of belonging to the worldwide church. Third, the Stations of the Cross. Pilgrims walk a path with 14 stopping points, meditating on the suffering and death of Jesus. This has a penitential element. It is an act of devotion and sorrow for sin. Fourth, the Anointing of the Sick. Many pilgrims receive this sacrament at Lourdes, a ritual from the Catholic tradition in which a priest anoints a sick person with oil and prays for their healing and spiritual comfort. Now, the healing claims at Lourdes are significant for exam purposes. The Catholic Church has officially recognized 69 miraculous cures at Lourdes since 1858, cases where medical science could not explain the recovery. However, critics, including many Protestant Christians, argue that these healings cannot be verified and that placing faith in a physical location risks idolatry or the worship of something other than God. A key source of wisdom and authority you should reference for Lourdes is Luke chapter 2, verse 41, which describes Jesus' parents making a pilgrimage to Jerusalem for Passover every year. This shows that pilgrimage has biblical roots. You could also reference the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which states that pilgrimage evokes our earthly journey toward heaven. Section 3. Iona. Our second Christian pilgrimage site is Iona, a small island off the west coast of Scotland. Iona's significance begins in 563 AD, when the Irish monk Columba, also known as Coilshill, sailed from Ireland and established a monastery on the island. From Iona, Christianity spread throughout Scotland and northern England. The island is therefore one of the most historically significant sites in the history of British Christianity. Today, Iona is home to the Iona Community, an ecumenical Christian community founded in 1938 by George MacLeod. The word ecumenical is really important here. It means bringing together Christians from different denominations. Unlike Lourdes, which is primarily Catholic, Iona welcomes Christians of all traditions, Catholic, Protestant, Anglican, and others. The character of pilgrimage at Iona is very different from Lourdes, where Lourdes is focused on miraculous healing and Marian devotion. Iona is focused on community, simplicity, prayer, and reconnecting with God through nature and silence. Pilgrims at Iona might take part in communal worship, walk the island's ancient pilgrimage route, engage in social justice work, or simply spend time in quiet reflection. Iona is often described as a thin place, a Celtic Christian concept meaning a place where the boundary between the physical world and the spiritual world feels very close. This idea of sacred geography, the belief that certain places are especially holy, is central to understanding why pilgrimage matters theologically. For exam purposes, the key contrast to draw between Lourdes and Iona is this. Lourdes emphasizes miraculous intervention and Marian intercession, while Iona emphasizes community, ecumenism, and spiritual renewal through simplicity. Both, however, share the core idea that leaving ordinary life and traveling to a sacred place can deepen one's relationship with God. Section 4, Hajj in Islam. Now let's turn to Hajj, the Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. As I mentioned earlier, Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam, making it obligatory for Muslims who are able. It takes place during the Islamic month of Dhul Hijjah, and around 2 to 3 million Muslims perform it every year, making it the largest annual gathering of people on earth. The rituals of Hajj are rich with symbolic meaning, and you need to know the key Arabic terms. Let me walk you through the journey. Before arriving in Mecca, pilgrims enter a state of spiritual purity called ihram. They put on two white seamless sheets of cloth, also called ihram, which symbolize equality before God. Rich and poor, powerful and humble, all wear the same garment. This is a powerful expression of the Islamic concept of Ummah, the worldwide community of Muslims. On arriving in Mecca, pilgrims perform tawaf, circling the Kaaba seven times in an anti-clockwise direction. The Kaaba is a cube-shaped structure in the center of the Masjid al-Haram Mosque, and Muslims believe it was originally built by the Prophet Ibrahim, Abraham, and his son Ishmael. Tawaf symbolizes the unity of Muslims in their worship of the one God Allah. Pilgrims also perform sa'i, walking seven times between the hills of Safa and Marwa. This commemorates the actions of Hajar, the wife of Ibrahim, who ran between these hills searching for water for her son Ishmael. A spring, the Zamzam well, miraculously appeared. Sa'i is therefore an act of remembrance and trust in God's provision. The most important ritual of Hajj is wukuf, the standing at Arafat. On the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah, pilgrims travel to the plain of Arafat and stand in prayer and contemplation from noon until sunset. This is considered the spiritual heart of Hajj. Missing wukuf means Hajj is invalid. Muslims believe that on this day, God forgives the sins of those who sincerely repent. After Arafat, pilgrims travel to Muzdalifah, where they spend the night and collect small pebbles. The next day, they return to Mina and perform Rami, the stoning of the Jimarat, three pillars that represent the devil. This commemorates Ibrahim's rejection of Shaitan, Satan, when he was tempted not to obey God's command to sacrifice his son. Pilgrims then perform Qurbani, the sacrifice of an animal, commemorating Ibrahim's willingness to sacrifice Ismail, and God's mercy in providing a ram instead. Male pilgrims shave their heads as a sign of humility and renewal. Finally, pilgrims return to Mecca for a farewell tawaf. The theological significance of Hajj is profound. It demonstrates submission to Allah, the core meaning of Islam, and it enacts the stories of Ibrahim, Hajar, and Ismail, connecting Muslims to the origins of their faith. The Quran in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 27, records God's command to Ibrahim to call people to pilgrimage, saying, "They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel. They will come from every distant pass." Section 5, Exam Tips and Common Mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. First, command words. When a question says describe, you need two developed features with supporting information. When it says explain, you need multiple reasons or factors, each developed with evidence and linked back to the question. When it says evaluate, or to what extent do you agree, you need a balanced argument, points on both sides, and a clear, justified conclusion. Second, the most common mistake in this topic, confusing Lourdes and Iona. Candidates frequently mix up the practices and theological focus of these two sites. Remember, Lourdes equals healing and Mary. Iona equals community and ecumenism. Try this mnemonic. Lourdes is miraculous, Iona nurtures community. Third, do not say pilgrimage is compulsory for all Christians. It is not. Protestant Christians, particularly those in the Reformed tradition, often argue that God is omnipresent, present everywhere. So a physical journey to a holy place is not necessary. This is a key evaluative point. Fourth, when writing about Hajj, use the Arabic terminology. Examiners award marks for precision. Do not just say, they walk around the Kaaba, say they perform tawaf, circling the Kaaba 7 times anti-clockwise. Do not just say they stand on a hill, say they perform wukuf at the plain of Arafat. Fifth, always link actions to beliefs. This is the golden rule of AQA religious studies. Do not just describe what pilgrims do, explain why, and connect it to a theological belief. Bathing in the spring at Lourdes is not just washing, it is an act of faith in Mary's intercession and God's healing power. Wearing ihram is not just putting on white cloth, it is a physical expression of equality and purity before Allah. Sixth, for 5-mark questions that ask you to refer to a source of wisdom and authority, make sure your quotation is accurate and explicitly linked to the point you are making. Do not just quote and move on. Explain how the quotation supports your argument. Section 6, Quick Fire, Recall Quiz. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question. Pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear it. Ready? Question 1. In what year did the apparitions of Mary occur at Lourdes? Pause now. The answer is 1858. Question 2. What is the Arabic term for the white garments worn by pilgrims during Hajj? Pause now. The answer is ihram. Question 3. Who founded the monastery on Iona in 563 AD? Pause now. The answer is St. Columba, also known as Colm Seal. Question 4. What is the most important ritual of Hajj without which the pilgrimage is invalid? Pause now. The answer is wukuf, the standing at Arafat. Question 5. Give one reason why Protestant Christians might argue that pilgrimage is not necessary. Pause now. A good answer would be, God is omnipresent, present everywhere, so a physical journey to a holy place is not required for salvation. Salvation comes through faith alone, not through visiting sacred sites. Question 6. What does the term thin place mean in Celtic Christianity? Pause now. A thin place is a location where the boundary between the physical and spiritual worlds feels especially close, where God seems particularly present. Section 7, Summary and Sign-Off. Let's bring it all together. Pilgrimage is a journey to a place of special religious significance, undertaken for spiritual transformation, not tourism. In Christianity, it is not compulsory, but it is deeply valued, particularly in Catholic and Orthodox traditions. Lourdes focuses on miraculous healing and Marian devotion. Iona focuses on community, ecumenism, and spiritual renewal. In Islam, Hajj is one of the 5 pillars, obligatory for those who are able, and its rituals connect Muslims to the stories of Ibrahim, Hajar, and Ismail, expressing submission to Allah and the unity of the Ummah. In your exam, always link actions to beliefs, use precise terminology, distinguish between different Christian perspectives, and make sure your evaluation questions reach a clear, justified conclusion. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn is a mark you've worked for. Good luck. I'll see you in the next episode of Exam Ready Religious Studies.